is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Biden has issued an apology for what he calls the sin of the federal boarding school system. Linda Kenyon reports.
He was greeted by the Gila River Indian community in Arizona, where he did something no other American president has ever done.
I formally apologize as President of the United States of America. For what we did.
He's talking about a system that for decades forced Indian children from their parents into boarding schools, where their language and culture was expunged, and where many were physically, emotionally, and sexually abused.
The pain it has caused will always be a significant mark of shame.
With the apology, Biden says, maybe now the healing can begin. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
On the campaign trail today, all eyes are on Texas, not a battleground state, but key to the candidates. Donald Trump.
Over the past 4 years, this state has become Kamala's staging ground to import her army of migrant gangs and illegal alien criminals into every state in America, and every state's a border state. You've heard that. It's true.
Yesterday in Arizona, he said the U.S. is a dumping ground. Kamala Harris to reporters today.
This is someone who is a former president of the United States, who has a bully pulpit. And this is how he uses it, to tell the rest of the world that somehow the United States of America is trash.
Harris will later appear in Houston, where Beyonce will join her, and Trump will be on a popular podcast. Here's reporter Libby Cathy.
I think this is about reach, not only going after that bro vote, as we call it, that white male vote that he's been going after for months now, but also trying to get those low propensity voters. These are voters that don't normally vote in presidential elections. Trump's campaign is hoping they can reach those voters on the Joe Rogan podcast, and that's why you've been seeing Trump do these podcast appearances.
NASA says an astronaut who just returned to Earth will stay in a hospital. CBS's Peter King has that.
They splashed down early this morning off the Florida Panhandle coast.
On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
While three crew members are back in Houston, a fourth has been hospitalized in Pensacola after what NASA calls a normal splashdown. The hospitalization came after initial routine medical checks. While the agency isn't saying who was hospitalized, it says that crew member is in stable condition, being held for observation as a precaution. Three astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut spent 235 days on the space station. It's not unusual for it to take time for them to readjust to gravity. Peter King, CBS News.
The E. coli outbreak linked to onions on McDonald's quarter pounders has been expanded. 75 people in 13 states have gotten sick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was a Cadillac that crashed into an empty Racine house yesterday. Police say the Escalade slammed into a vacant house near 16th and Memorial, causing both the vehicle and the building to burst into flames. The 31-year-old man driving, who was the only person in the vehicle, walked away with non-life-threatening injuries. He was later arrested for recklessly endangering safety. Buying things in Racine County will soon cost a little more. The Racine County Board last night approved a 0.5% sales tax to address financial challenges. The tax, effective in April, will likely generate $20 million annually. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event, set for 7, is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponents scheduling multiple events in the coming days. Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala has endorsed Peter Barca for Wisconsin's first congressional district race. Barca, a former state representative and state revenue secretary, is challenging incumbent Republican Congressman Brian Stile. A $300 million budget proposal for student nutrition will be unveiled in Kenosha today. The initiative aims to address hunger among Wisconsin high school students, with 25% recently reporting food insecurity at home. And Wisconsin election officials are still facing challenges. The issue is with slow printing times for absentee ballot envelope labels. The State Elections Commission has recommended that local clerks handwrite voter information as a temporary solution. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Get a head start on your holiday shopping. Happy 8 Collectibles is a treasure trove of toys, comics, sports memorabilia, and everything in between. Also, mark your calendars for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th to the 15th at Southridge Mall with celebrities, vendors, and more. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Bulls tonight in the home opener in Milwaukee. Brook Lopez on the new look to the Bucks backcourt.
For us, it's all about knowing our next job, trusting one another. So I know that our guards like Dane, Torian, GT, all night they're going to get in their guys, give them one option, make them do something. And so we just react.
College football, the Badgers host number 3 ranked Penn State. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. Wisconsin is 5-2 with 3 straight wins. Penn State undefeated at 6-0. NFL, the Packers head to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars on Sunday. Yesterday, the Packers holding a long practice in pads. Coach Jeff Hafley.
Today was our best Thursday practice we've had. Like, and that's not coach speak. I'm not going to BS you guys. It was. The energy was there. The execution was there. Guys are taking ownership because they're running stuff that they believe and they are good at, and they're getting confident in it.
That's Packers defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Hey! From up some love, and it's the Spencer Davis Group on WRJN. Now, we all know that Steve Winwood was the lead singer of the Spencer Davis Group. Spencer Davis actually was the guitarist. So why was the group named after Spencer Davis? Well, he was the only one in the group who liked doing interviews.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Friend. precious moments. Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you?
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, yesterday on his morning show, Don Rosen spoke with Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation.
All right, so you had the candy crawl last week. How'd that go?
Wow. That was, talk about
cavities.
Talk about cavities and kids. There were droves, thousands of families and kids downtown. I mean, you could hardly walk on the sidewalks. There were so many people. I know most of the businesses went through over 1,000 pieces of candy each.
Whoa.
Each.
That's
yes,
a lot.
And we had over 40 businesses participating. The costumes this year were really incredible. Some really cute costumes where the whole family got dressed up. So if you check out our Facebook page, you'll see a lot of those as we posted them. But we are back again this Saturday. So if you missed it, you can get your costume on and head back downtown this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Heck, and even if you had a good time last weekend and you want to come back down, you can do that. The weather should be nice and sunny. And granted, it won't be like last Saturday, which was over 70 degrees and just gorgeous out.
Still
but it's still
nice.
Going to be in the 60s and sunny. So
that's right.
Just a great reason to come downtown. While you're down there, make sure you're shopping and dining and having lunch and really supporting these businesses. Start looking at what you're going to buy for the holidays. You know, really just start thinking about how you can support these small businesses.
It's Kelly Cruz from Downtown Racine Corporation is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die concert series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-Action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Saying
my work
Local news, timeless hints, WRJN. Going to be a nice autumn evening tonight, mostly clear and a low of 40. Nice weekend, too. Tomorrow, sunny and 55, and Sunday, sunny and 60.
Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda.
you so much for listening to local news and timeless hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a Cadillac that crashed into an empty Racine house yesterday. Police say the Escalade slammed into a vacant house near 16th and Memorial, causing both the vehicle and the building to burst into flames. The 31-year-old man driving, who was the only person in the vehicle, walked away with non-life-threatening injuries. He was later arrested for recklessly endangering safety. Speed is a likely factor in the crash. Racine County did what Waukesha County didn't. The Racine County Board has approved a 0.5% sales tax set to go into effect in April. It's aimed at addressing the county's financial challenges, particularly a $5 million deficit. The tax is expected to generate at least $20 million annually for the county, with $2 million set aside for property tax relief. County leaders argue that the new revenue stream is essential for maintaining public services in Racine County. Leaders in Waukesha County this week delayed a vote on a new sales tax. Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum will once again host Donald Trump. He'll be back in the place where he accepted the nomination for a rally next Friday night. The event, set for 7, is part of an intense campaign blitz in the state, with both Trump and his opponents scheduling multiple events in the coming days. The former president's visit comes as national and state-level polls indicate a neck-and-neck race between him and Vice President Kamala Harris. J.D. Vance is in Racine Monday. A Biden cabinet member will be in the Fox Valley stumping for the Harris-Waltz ticket Saturday. Lisa Hale has the story.
Pete Buttigieg, President Joe Biden's Secretary of Transportation, will be in the Fox Valley Saturday. He'll be here not as Transportation Secretary, but is making a personal visit to encourage early voting and drum up support for the Harris-Walls presidential ticket. Buttigieg will make his stops in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac. A news release says he will not speak on any issues related to his official cabinet role.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Sunny and seasonal, alongside breezy winds out of the northwest. This keeps our highs cooler this weekend into the upper 50s today and mid-50s tomorrow. By Sunday, winds shift out of the south. This will warm us up to near 60 on Sunday, mid-60s Monday, and mid-70s Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 58.
See clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, you know, I grew up always thinking and hearing that the appendix doesn't do anything. It doesn't matter if they take it out or not because it doesn't do anything. Well, now it says doctors found conclusive evidence that the appendix is both important and highly useful. Now I just need doctors to explain why I have hair on my toes.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. It's over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
News, timeless hits, and your home for Green Bay Packer football, WRJN. You can listen to the Packer game this Sunday at noon as the Packers travel to Jacksonville to take on the Jaguars.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we all love our Green Bay Packers. Well, Jeff Hafley, who is the Green Bay Packers defensive coordinator, spoke to the media ahead of the team's matchup against the Jacksonville Jaguars. He said the Packers' defense has gotten better each week. Well, we can listen to the game this Sunday with Wayne Larrivee, and it's all brought to you by The Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. By Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. By Corner House on the Lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or to buy gift cards. And by Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. Packer football all season long on WRJN.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Get ready for a spooktacular time with Trunk or Treats Saturday 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars. Bring your kids, your costumes, your candy, and even your canine friends for a fun-filled festive morning featuring a stunning display of classic collector and exotic cars and trucks. Enjoy free donuts and coffee while supplies last, and don't forget to grab the latest posters. Feel the Halloween spirit and automotive nostalgia with Trunk or Treat this Saturday from 9 to noon at Gateway Classic Cars, 4 Mile Road in Caledonia. See you there.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false three different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you, but they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Sports and weather on the way, too.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Yeah, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier.
child, things will be brighter.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Texas isn't a battleground state, but it's taking center stage in the presidential campaign today. And Scott McFarland reports the campaigns hope the battleground states will be watching.
This is a platform for the vice president to try to make a statement to all the battleground states at once. Having Beyonce on the marquee as well doesn't hurt. Having a laser focus, as the campaign says, on women's reproductive rights really synthesizes into what the campaign wants to be a closing message. Doing this in concert with a new advertisement which accuses Donald Trump of being singularly responsible for the overturning of Roe versus Wade in 2022.
Libby Cathy on the Trump strategy in Texas.
Donald Trump taking his message.